Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with my friend Miss Molly. She's a psychic medium, she's a tarot reader, she does Foley, we'll talk about that, finder of lost items. Molly, you're my friend, thank you so much for coming back. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It just feels like home.
Well, you know what? You are one of my regulars and one of my beloved regulars. So many people are like, where is she? Why is she not back? And I'm like, okay. I'm going to have her back on.
It's here.
Yeah, it's true. It really is. So tell me about what's been going on. I know you are the finder of lost items. Guys, she was able to find, or tell me where to go actually, for my oracle cards that my daughter got me right after we moved here. I had put them in a container because that's the only attic we have out here is a big container. Okay. And so when we moved, I didn't realize I'd put it in a bag and it was in the middle of everything where I didn't look. And I was like, I can't find them. And she told me where to go. And guys, I found him literally within 30 seconds. I'm not just making this crap up. It's the truth. So you're incredible. Tell me what's been going on with all that.
Well, we had been off our boat for about a year traveling, which is why I kind of went MIA for a while.
Yeah.
And we got our boat back. And since I've been back, I realized it was important to start focusing on the things that not only I love to do, but that I'm really good at doing.
Yes.
And the things that I felt were the most impactful to help people. And I realized that my finding or lost items is one of the most unique things that I do. Not to say there aren't other people that do it, but I do it on a regular basis. I have the testimonials to back up my proof.
Right.
And the fact I don't charge is also, in a sense, a way for people to understand they can trust me. There's no loss if they ask me for help. And I think all of those factors have caused things to start getting some momentum again. And I'm yes. starting to see things happen. So that's very exciting.
Yes. And you know, what's funny is, guys, she doesn't charge for the Foley part. Now, she does do tarot readings. I know she's a psychic medium. And there's just so many things this woman can do for you. So, and I honestly think you should charge for finder of lost things or lost items. What do you think?
There will be a time where I will. I'm looking at an idea to do some type of consulting work. I can't say too much about it yet, but okay. It will involve consulting. And so there will be something like that for professionals. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, though, for me, I just treat it as my volunteer work. I've always volunteered throughout my lifetime. And from the boat, this seems to be the easiest thing for me to be able to do. Mm-hmm. So in this type of world that we're living in right now, with so much negativity and everybody against each other, this allows us to do something to make a difference. And I think it does make a difference for a lot of people to know that not only can they find something that they may have lost that was precious to them, but also to know that we're all connected. And the fact that I can help somebody as easily in the same room as me as somebody in Scotland. Exactly. As a matter of fact, I got a request today from someone from Scotland. And I was like, sure, I can help you.
Wow. You know, it's so true, girl. We are all connected. And I talk about that on my solo episodes a lot. And even with people like you, we're so connected. I don't even think we understand. Nature is connected to us. Animals are connected to us. Everything's connected. And we all feel like we're all these individual things. And I do think that we're all kind of a reflection of ourselves, experiencing ourselves.
Right. And that's why it's important to think about how you present to the world and how you interact with people, because, you know, it's a basic. You're acting like a jerk, you're going to get jerks. You're acting positive, you're going to get positive most of the time.
Yes.
And so that's kind of where I am. You know, I know it's hard for people to understand that we can do things that we're passionate about without worrying about making money necessarily.
Exactly.
Not saying we shouldn't have an exchange of energy. That's definitely important. But in general, when people come to me, you know, they're just sad because there's a memory attached to that particular item that they would like to have to remind them of a person or a moment in their life.
Exactly. And you know, that's the thing. I mean, that's why I don't charge for the podcast either. I mean, I could run commercials and get money and do all the things, but first of all, I don't need the money. And another thing is, and I shouldn't even say that because it would be nice. Don't get me wrong. It would be lovely to make a little money on this podcast because I work my bottom off on it, but thank you. You know, I feel like it's a calling, and I feel like in a way you think this finder of lost items is also kind of a calling, right?
Right. Oh yeah. I really did not know I would be doing that.
Yeah.
Because the irony of it all is I lose things constantly. Like it's a joke in my family about how easily, because I do have ADHD, yeah, I lose things. I mean, I would lose my own head if it wasn't attached to my body. So it blows my mind helping people, yeah, find things when I myself can never find anything. It's so funny.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I used to lose things all the time. And finally, I've trained myself so many times to do different things that help myself. And that was one thing. Everything now, I'm kind of weird. Everything has a place now for me. And I'm kind of not necessarily OCD about it, but I kind of am. I mean, the keys have to go to a certain place, and the shoes have to be a certain place, and my skirts have to be hung in a certain space, and you know, a certain place in the closet, and my dishes have to be a certain way. And that sounds very OCD, and I'm really not. It's just in my mind, you can get scattered, but if you have that look when you see things and you can find things immediately, it really calms down that maybe ADHD that everybody has. Yeah.
And that's the thing too, is like, I've learned, and believe it or not, I've learned this stuff from watching the internet too, which helps me. Is I've learned now, I have a different technique now when I do put things away, and it has helped immensely. My husband is even like, you're getting better at remembering things. Is I say out loud, I'm putting this in the cabinet below the salt, you know, like, right? I talk out loud to myself, and I'm intentional, rather than I'll just put this right here for now, you know, because that's where I lose things. And I think that's what most people do. That's generally the way it happens.
So when you're doing your finder of lost items, girl, what happens in your brain? Or do you, I think you said you kind of become the object. Is that kind of true? Is it an astral travel? Is it a remote viewing thing? What is that?
I guess it's a combination, because I know the true remote viewing is you have a target that you don't know what it is, whether it be coordinates or a picture in an envelope or something. And then you focus on that piece of paper, envelope, whatever it is, or the coordinates they give you, and then you give the information. Now, I've tried that and I've had success, but it doesn't feel right to me. So, and we'll talk about this, I guess, later, but I think I know how I learned to do this, but it wasn't something I consciously knew I knew how to do. And so it happened by mistake on a live. Somebody asked me where something was, a cat, as a matter of fact. And I said, well, what the heck? You know, and this is generally how I found skills that I have, is just saying, well, I'll try it. You know, what's it going to hurt? And I recommend that if you ever feel the urge to try something, just try it. There's no rule.
It's like me trying to talk to my mom. It's like, okay, I'll try it. I don't know if it's going to work. And guys, it worked. So
Exactly. So I tried it and it worked. They came back like a couple days later and said, oh my gosh, you were right. My cat was exactly where you said. And you know, and I don't necessarily want to be a pet psychic. I love pets. That's not my forte necessarily. I've been able to communicate with pets, but I didn't really want to focus on that. And so right after she told me that, I was talking about it in live, and somebody said, hey, I'm missing, you know, and it was like earbuds or a ring or something. And I said, no, I'll try. And then next thing I know, like, I'm getting all these successes. Every time I just throw it out there, I'm getting success. So the way it comes to me is, you know, almost everything I do a quick little 3-2-1 breathing exercise to relax. So that's the first part, is relax. Stop thinking about the outcome. You know, just clear the mind for a moment. And again, ADHD cannot do more than 3 seconds of meditation. So for all you go, I can't meditate. It's okay. It's okay. Just breathe 3 deep, good breaths and focus only on your breath. So then what I do next is I just ask my guides, or I say spirits, ancestors, guides, and energies. I call that my sage. And I say, I'm with Leslie looking for her oracle cards, and her daughter bought them as a gift when she got a bestseller on the New York Times. Okay, so I give the whole biography. So it's sort of like reverse psychometry. Psychometry is when you hold an item and you tell the person about the item. This is the opposite. I'm getting the information about the item so I can pick up that vibratory frequency in my gut and then find it. And it's kind of how I do mediumship as well. So I do that. And then I just, whatever, any sense that's activated, whether it be smell, taste, sound, sight, imagination, feeling, empathy, whatever, I say it. Because sometimes the clues are very specific. Like, I'm in a box in a dark room and it smells like, you know, lavender in there, and sunlight comes in from the left side. You know, I might be very specific like that. Other times, like you said, I'm the item and all I can see is what's around me. Like, I feel like I'm wrapped in some kind of cotton, blue cotton material, you know, like something like that. But the other thing that'll happen is I will get sometimes other clues, like a timestamp, I call it, where I'll see a vision of something happening and I'll mention it, like, oh, I'm seeing a movie and it looks like there's popcorn on the floor and I'm sipping a cherry cola. And then the person will go, oh yeah, I was just at the movies, you know, 4 weeks ago, and I was doing that. And I said, okay, so that's around the time you lost it. And that sometimes triggers a memory, like, oh yeah, I switched purses that day, or oh yeah, I remember I felt something fall off in the theater. You know, like sometimes that'll jog a memory.
Yeah.
And other times it's just a plethora of clues that I don't understand. And the thing that I'm understanding even more as I'm getting better at it is it's not really my job to interpret the input I'm getting because sometimes it's misleading.
Mm-hmm.
So like in your case, I said, oh, I see lamps, I think, or something like that.
Yeah,
and I see boxes. And,
yeah.
And that helped, the lamps were sort of the clue for you.
Yes.
But I've had incidences where I've said, I see a lot of dirt. I just see a lot of dirt. And it's really dark and dusty and dirt. And it turns out, you know, they're looking for something that's in the same thing with their grandmother's ashes, perhaps, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're looking around in the garden and it's actually in their house. So I try now not to be so, like I'll say, it looks this way to me, but whatever you recognize, that's what you should be focusing on.
Yeah, because you're taking your ego out of it, you know, because we can speculate all we want and think, oh, well, this and this, and let me just tell you what I think. And then you're kind of taking that, you know, that vibration away. So I totally get why you do that. You just have to take yourself out of that equation.
Right, because I'm not really telling them where to look. I'm more giving them sort of like a map.
Yes.
And then they've got to interpret the map. So if they see a squiggly line on the map, and I say, well, that looks like a row of trees. To them, they may see the squiggly line on the map and say, oh, that's a ribbon laying on the floor. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of where I am with it now.
Well, I'm so impressed by it. And you know, you're right. The more you do it, girl, the better you're going to get. And you've gotten so good at it that I just feel like, you know, I don't know if you do this just with items or do you think you could do it with people or no? What do you think?
I have done it a little bit with people. I'm always a little afraid of it because of all the, you know, things that are attached to that.
Yes.
You know, if there's anything nefarious going on or illegal or those kinds of things, or maybe somebody doesn't want to be found, you know, to me, that's sort of a consent thing.
Sure.
If I were approached by a professional, like a detective or a policeman or a family member that wanted me to do something and we could work something out,
yeah,
I would be open to it. I'm pretty darn sure that humans actually might even be easier to find than an inanimate object, to be honest with you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine, because I connect to people much more quickly than an item that doesn't really have the same vibratory, you know, frequency, a much lower frequency.
That makes sense.
But I was going to say that I have been working with something. I can't say a lot about it. I think I might already told you about it, but I have a project that was sort of an experiment.
Yes.
And the only thing I can say is that the person, I knew they were in Europe and they showed me an overhead of an area. And I marked a spot on the area. I drew some sketches. And this person went out with their, whatever their tools are, and I won't say again at this point, we're going to get there. And not only did they find something where I told them, they found exactly what I drew 2 weeks before.
Oh, yeah. You also draw energetically as well. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes I use drawing too to help me do the pictures or the ideas. Sometimes it helps me. So, yeah. So this happened. And so now I've been doing this with this person, basically X marking the spot and saying, and drawing or saying, I feel like there's this here and I see these things. And this person's going there and they're finding things.
Wow.
So this could be, like you said, an occasion where I could end up being a consultant to people.
Yes.
Or looker item specific.
Right. Oh my gosh, girl.
But the weird part, Leslie, was I didn't know what I was looking for. That's the funny thing. I didn't get any, like, find this, you know, vase from Grecian times, or find this coin from, you know, a Spanish galleon. I didn't know what I was looking for.
Right.
But I not only found it, I identified it before she found it. And
oh my goodness. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. I mean, wow. Okay. That's why I think it evolves. We all evolve in our abilities. We all evolve our souls when we come here to learn about things. So why wouldn't this evolve for you and get better and better? Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. It's still kind of blowing my mind. I think it blew her mind a little. I think it scared her a little. Because as I mentioned, sometimes I get other input that I don't really understand and flip. So for example, one input I got that was funny is I drew this crazy picture of this particular bird and she sends me a message and says, you know, I'm thinking maybe it's an artifact of some sort.
Yeah.
And she says, that looks like a tattoo with somebody I work with. And I said, really? She goes, no, it's exactly.
Oh,
I said, oh. And she says, are you reading my mind? What are you?
Right. Well, there again, we are all connected. We are all connected energetically.
So stuff like that sometimes happens and it trips people out. It trips me out, you know, but I'm excited because like you said, I get better at it. But honestly, I think this is the message to anybody who's developing their intuitive abilities, no matter what level, whether it be for personal use or professional.
Yeah.
the more you believe you know what you're doing, the better you get at it. And know that I know. I used to say that all the time. And I guess I didn't 100% believe what I was saying until I started to really believe it. And now I know that I know. I know I can help people find things. I don't have any doubt in my mind. If it's findable, you're going to find it.
Okay. See, there you go, guys. I mean, first of all, book Molly for just her abilities alone. But if you are missing something, I'm sure there's a wait list, though, too, isn't there?
No, I had that going for a while. And honestly, it was causing me quite a bit of anxiety because I was getting hundreds of requests and doing it, like you said, at no charge at 100 is too much. So I basically direct people to my live on Sundays. I've tried to keep a scheduled live so that people can find me on Instagram. Okay. It could change time wise and where I am. But for now, it's always Sundays at 7 on Instagram.
So 7 in the evening, correct?
Yeah. And the thing I do like about it, Leslie, which sounds weird, is you know how live streams are. If anybody's never watched a live stream, basically we're talking to the camera. We see words, you know, people ask us stuff. We can't hear or see them, right? We can see their little tiny little icon on the screen and their screen name. That's it.
Right.
I like it that way. I like not knowing who I'm talking to or where they are, or I don't want all that information because that information doesn't help me.
No, I know. It's almost like you can't do it for your friends as well as you can for people that are just complete strangers.
Right. Yeah. But weirdly, you know who the easiest ones are to help? I mean, the easiest. Are the other intuitives.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Remember I used your video. Yeah. I have like 20 testimonials from pretty much everyone you've interviewed on your show.
Yeah.
That's intuitive.
Well, you know, we all know good people when we see them. And so all of those people that I interview that are so amazing go to you too, because you're amazing.
I'm telling you. So I'm the psychic the psychics go to. I sound like a, you know, seen on TV commercial. But
well, girl, speaking of psychics, we talked about maybe discussing the energy for the rest of the year here in the U.S. and maybe all globally, whatever pops up or feels like it's something that you want to talk about. I do this on my solos. Guys, Molly doesn't have to pull cards to get the energy. She can just, you know, hone in on that psychically. So what are your thoughts about the rest of the year, maybe till like the end of December into January?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I always hesitate to do predictions because sometimes I'm not so happy and I don't want to cause panic or fear.
Well, and the energy can change as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But what I am going to say is, for the most part, everyone's going to be okay. Let me just start with that.
That's good. Well, that's good.
Not to say that we won't see some things go bad, but most people, most average people are going to be fine.
Okay.
But unfortunately, as we know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And I think the picture is so much bigger than people realize.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. I went back and listened to some of our predictions over the last few years,
yes.
Leslie.
Yes.
And I predicted a lot of what's happening.
You did.
Now, I remember every time I
absolutely
go on your podcast,
did.
I go, I sound nuts. Sound crazy.
And the thing is, and they weren't exactly, a lot of them were, but some of them weren't even exactly, but the energy was really similar. So that even blew my mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're going to see what's happening in our government is starting to change. And I don't really believe, and I don't come at me for this, I don't believe it's because of the influence of the public and people protesting. And I don't think that's why.
Okay.
I wish that were why, but that is not why. I feel like it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. There's something behind the curtain that's running all this. And it's not Democrats. It's not Republicans. It's not Putin. It's not Israel. It's all of those guys are just, you know, the administrative body of this other whatever source, which I'm not going to name because I don't want your thing tagged. But I know who it is, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, and it's something you people probably know I'm implying. So either way, I feel like this is all a game for them. They're watching this. They're harvesting energy from our fear, our despair, our sadness. I'm not saying you shouldn't be wary, of course.
Yeah.
But they know this. Okay. And so they now see this crazy panic, blah, 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 all this crazy stuff. I think there will be a false flag in our country. I hate to say it, but I think we're going to see one pretty soon.
Okay.
And it's a way to justify what's happening. Okay. So, and that's pretty much what's happened over the years. There's a history of this. I think people are waking up to it now. I won't even name names, but we know things that have happened throughout this country over the years seem a little suspicious these days.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I think that's going to be part of it. But I also think that we're going to see some more scientists passing away. I think we're going to start seeing women villainized worse than ever. Okay.
Well, let me ask you something. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Let me ask you something. All of these scientists leaving or dying or whatever happens to them, okay? We don't really know for sure. Some say they passed away. I don't know. Maybe they have. Do you think, and I've seen people make videos, people that I think that are pretty credible that I follow on even TikTok, do you think they're somehow gathering their information and or gathering these scientists because there's maybe something coming toward the Earth that they don't want to talk about? And maybe that's why all these underground bunkers? Am I just speculating and conspiracy theorying all this?
There's a few things. I think 2028 is when we're going to actually see stuff.
Okay.
I don't know why I say that, but that's the year I'm feeling.
Okay.
That's when things are going to pivot quite a bit.
Okay.
So 2 more years from now, we're going to see a huge pivot in the way things are. But as far as what you're saying, I think, again, there's a bigger picture none of us get because we're just not smart enough to see it.
Right. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I think, for example, the AI centers are not so much using water for AI centers. The AI centers are a cover up for them to steal water to put into those underground bunkers you're talking about.
Oh.
There are tunnel systems all over the world, especially in the US, everywhere. And the elites do live down there, and that's where they're hiding. Okay.
Mm.
So they're grabbing that water for them.
Well,
that's what's
what,
happening.
You know what's really funny? Like, if this is, you know, we're just speculating too. But you know what's funny is if all these elites have these underground bunkers, okay, and everything gets destroyed on the surface, why would you want to live? There's nothing on the surface for you to go to or grow or do anything. I mean, why would you want to live underground and become cave people? I don't understand what the big pull is. Why wouldn't you want to make it better here and maybe combat whatever it is that you're afraid of and stop whatever it is? If that's even a thing. I don't even know if it's a thing. I'm just talking.
I think partially because I honestly, and I've said this to you before, and I thought I sound crazy. Now I don't think I'm crazy. I don't think the people in charge are humans. I don't think they're full humans. I think there's something very wrong with them.
Well, you could be right. I mean,
yeah. And I don't think living underground deters them at all. You know, I don't think they care. As long as they get to do whatever the hell they want, whatever they get to do to cause fear and sadness or perversion or whatever it is that they like to do,
yeah.
They just want their own playground, you know, and until they get to Mars or wherever else Elon's, you know, spouting out, they're going to continue to basically bulldoze people. I mean, it's incredible to me that people believe that there's two sides at this point, because there isn't anymore as far as who's ruling this world. Okay. And so I think that the big picture is going to be this. When they worry about people being woke, so to speak, they're saying like, this, woke isn't what you think. Woke means like aware of what the hell is happening.
Well, to me, woke is morally the right way. I'm woke because I care about what goes on. I care about, you know, children dying in bombings or shootings or whatever it is. You know, to me, that's woke. The fact that I have a morality compass here. So, but go back to your...
We were not this way. We were never angry, mean, unempathetic people. That wasn't who humans were.
We're all from source, and we're all just amazing beings, you know, learning here, experiencing itself. So I'm sorry I interrupted you. So tell me a little bit more about what you were getting on the energy of the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't.
So I feel like in the next 2 or 3 months, we're going to see a big flip in who's in our government. We're going to see things change very quickly.
Okay.
I don't know that they're going to be better. Okay, it may balance things for a little while and feel like a breath, like, oh, we can take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I feel the people or the things that are running this world are sort of playing the game. Like, they want the ups and downs. They don't want everything all like, oh, shock and awe and freaking out. They want us to also have moments of, oh, this feels good, because that makes the energy stronger, right?
Yeah.
They like that roller coaster of energy. So they're going to give us a break. I feel by probably fall, we're going to have a break in some of this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And we could even switch who's in charge. It very well could happen that some unprecedented thing happens that we've never had in the history of our government or the world. I believe that we will see that. And I do, and I've said this all along, and I'll say it again, I think women in this country and veterans are going to be the ones that are going to help the most.
I think so too.
And
I agree with you there. I really do.
And I think women, like I said, right now, they're going to start villainizing women more and more. Okay. I think this is part of the idea of trying to keep us away from speaking our minds and sticking up and, you know, all these things that we're starting to do.
Oh yeah. Well, what do you think about open contact possibly next year is what Bashar's saying.
Yeah, I think, and I actually have a video I recorded 2 years ago, and I'm going to say the same exact thing, which is, I think we're going to have contact, and I think we have all along, actually.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, noticeable. And I think they've tested a few times, like that thing that happened here in the Miami Mall with that big hologram or whatever happened.
Yes.
I think that was a test. I think that they're not here to hurt at all. I don't think so either. And I think our government is absolutely going to tell us the opposite.
Yeah. That war of the world thing. Yeah, I know. Back in the...
Right. I think it's important for intelligent people to say, look, you know, it's like taking a glass of water out of the ocean and saying, you know, everything that's in the ocean. Exactly. You can't live on this planet and say, you know, everything that's in the universe. You friggin' don't.
No.
And we're not that smart like we think we are. So I think if we think of it in those terms, we should know that if someone wanted to destroy us, they would already.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, and it's happened, and we've come back, okay? I don't think we need to go into panic, and I think that's the worst thing that you can do. Because the idea is that if we have extraterrestrials or an outside thing come to the planet, now it's not Democrats versus Republicans. Now it's not communists versus, democracy. Now it's not, Christians versus Jews. Now it's people versus, reptilians or draconians. Right. So it's a whole, and that unites people.
It does.
And that's good, actually, in some ways, if it isn't abused, which I think it will be. So we need to be smart about this.
Yeah. Well, it's taken us this long to completely repeat every single thing we keep doing over and over through the decades and years since we've invented light bulbs. And it just keeps happening over and over. And I'm so tired of the same bull crap happening, and no one's learning from it. So I think we are finally getting some people that are awakening. I hate that word because it's very overused, but I just think that's what's going on. And, I know that the future is kind of unknowable because of the timelines and because of the energies that are constantly happening, especially within our government. But I agree with you. I think there's going to be something really different happening. And I talked to my mom about this recently, and she said, she keeps telling me it's going to happen sooner than you think. When I ask her about what's going on right now with our administration, meaning, will it be over soon? What I got, and I talked to this about my friend Lee, and I meant to talk to you about it, but my husband's waiting on us to go to lunch. She gave me the number 3. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means 3 months, 3 weeks. I don't know. But something is going to happen. And it's almost like so much has been building up in our society. Like, I feel like something's just going to explode. I don't know what that is. And I don't wish any ill will on anyone. I really don't. But I do wish this could be better for everyone, and we could all live peacefully, and the war could end, and everybody could have normal human rights stuff that I believe everyone deserves and should have. And so, and we're the only developed country that doesn't have universal health care, so it's that kind of stuff,
Other countries, universal
yes, we are. And that's sad. So anyway, I keep interrupting you. I'm so sorry. So keep going.
No. So I do think we're going to have, and I hate to use this word, I almost feel like I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it. I think we're going to have a nuclear event. That's going to happen very soon. And that I was going to say in about, I'm thinking about 3 weeks, I felt like.
Oh,
okay. I don't think it'll be here, but there's going to be one.
And Bashar says that the extraterrestrials a lot of times stop that, but maybe there's a smaller thing that they will allow. I don't know.
Yeah. And the weird part is I know about it, but I think it's going to set off a series of events, but I don't think it's going to be like we're going to get nuked after they get nuked. And I don't think we're going to see it that way. I think it's going to be a big wake-up call. And I think it's going to cause some things to happen. And I think that's why we're going to see things start to flip. Because I think now we're going to go beyond just, whatever we're trying to do here in our country. I think the world leaders are going to jump in and go, okay, this is, no.
We can't. Well, it's almost like when a fight gets out of hand and somebody ends up dying, and you're like, holy crap, this has gone too far. Stop it now. We're stopping it now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're reactive and not proactive.
Right.
Even though they want to lead us to believe they're being proactive, they're not. This is basically poking the bear. That's what we've been doing all year. So you poke the bear, eventually they're going to wake up. And that's where we are. And I think anybody, no matter who you are in this country, needs to realize we're poking the bear, whether you like it or not. And so be ready. Better run. You better figure it out. Because, the main thing is just be in your community. Know your neighbors.
Yeah.
Know who's around you. Get those bonds where you can all help each other. I've said this to you before.
Yeah.
Community. That's what we're losing. And that's where the danger is.
And, you know, I always tell people, you know, keep some cash on you. You know, if we lose power or whatever, even if it's just stormy and you lose power, if it floods, you know, keep some cash on you, keep some gasoline, you know, for your cars, those kinds of things, keep some groceries. And this isn't a fear monger. This is just good for anything.
And the other thing to think about, too, is attacks are not always bombs and guns. OK,
yeah.
Our food is being attacked. And so super important, like water is another resource. If you can get a water maker or a water purifier for yourself, I would recommend it.
We have well water and we could actually drink it, but I still purify it through that Brita thing. And that's all I drink is our well water. So, and it's really good.
And if your land gets contaminated, you won't be able to drink that well.
No, exactly. So
there's things like that to think about.
Yeah.
We spend money on a lot of crap, but we never think about the stuff we're putting in our body and, you know, oh, that meat's too expensive or that, you know, bread is, you know, that organic bread's a dollar more. It's money, but when you think about in long term, especially with our healthcare system, investing in yourself is one of the most important things you can do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So do you think that the end of the year, like December, January, do you think things are really going to change by then or around that time, do you think?
September, honestly.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I think that we're going to see a lot of, I hate to say this, deaths.
Yeah.
But I think they're ones we kind of want to see in some ways. A lot of us do, you know, but unfortunately, there's always going to be some filter about how they reveal and how they explain it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's always going to be a twist. That's what I'm saying. Like all this media everybody's watching, and I'm not one to say that I don't do it. I do. Yeah. It's all fake. It's all theater. I mean, not to say it's not real, but it's meant to upset you. Mm. It's meant to upset us. So start thinking about your own algorithm.
Yeah.
Your own algorithm. What are you inputting that's allowing these things to show up for you?
Yeah.
And that'll help you stay sane. When you start noticing all you're looking at is making you angry or upset, your algorithm's off.
Yeah.
And I got a very clear message when you asked me about, you know, this interview, and I've been saying this all along and I wanted to just share this one phrase. And it's this: if nothing else you take away from this podcast or anything I've ever said in the whole career of being Miss Molly Knows, we need to soul keep, not score keep. Mm. Say it again. Soul keep, not score keep. Whatever your definition of soul is.
Yeah.
I don't care. You don't have to be religious to understand this. We are too busy keeping score. It's not working. Let's be happy.
No,
Do what makes your soul happy, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree because, you know, my husband calls it, you're just scoreboarding people. You know, when you one up people, he calls it that. He calls it scoreboarding people. And and it's just, it's sad. I'm so happy with just being content in the smaller house we're in and the car that I drive that's years old that paid off. I don't care anymore. And, you know, when you're still trying to keep up with the Joneses and still trying to do all those things in this economy and in this day and age, guys, you don't have to do that. Just be happy. Just be happy. Decide to be happy if you can. I mean, I know it's not a decision when you have mental illness and you have to take something for that. I understand. That's different. But if you can decide to take, because that's a path. That's a path you can take to have a good day. If you decide, you know, it's manifesting instantly. Like if you decide you're just going to have a bad day, guess what? You're probably going to have a bad day.
No, I say it's really true. And, you know, this is the thing is we're just constantly broadcasting all the time. And if you think of yourself as a television station or radio station in life and you're putting out, you're constantly putting out stuff to everybody and they're watching it.
Yeah.
And then they respond, you know, and the people that like some dark shows, if you're putting out a dark television show, those are the people will be around you. If you look for the people around you, you know, those are the people reflecting who you are, you know, and if your friends complain all the time, maybe you complain all the time. I'm one of those people who complain a lot, you know, so, you know, and I'm getting better about it because now I don't like hearing it anymore because I don't like to do it.
Yeah. You are the people you keep for sure. You know, absolutely.
It's okay to change that. That's the other thing people need to understand. It's okay to let go of people like that. Wow. Because again, if we hang on to people like that, how do we change the world if we're allowing ourselves to be dragged by that bad energy that we don't need?
Absolutely. No, great point. Great point. Well, girl, if people want to get in touch with you for your services, whether it's just psychic abilities, mediumship, tarot readings, even Foley, how do they get a hold of you?
All right. Well, most instantly would be to come to my live streams. That's the easiest because I generally acknowledge everyone who comes in there unless I have hundreds of people, which hasn't happened lately. So change that for me, everybody.
Right.
Show up to my live Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. Okay. If you can't come or whatever, I'm always going to be doing that. You can always email me at finderoflostitems@yahoo.com mm. or my website, missmollyknows.com. And the only thing, I'm not on TikTok, so if you're on there and you see things that say they're me, it's fake. I'm not on there at all.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook right now. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube. I'm even on LinkedIn for business opportunities. And yeah, so, and of course, you can always find me on Leslie's wonderful podcast.
Right. Well, you're just amazing. And my listeners love you. And they're just so amazed by your abilities. And that's why they say, please have her back on. Because first of all, they want to know what's going on. And I know you were off your boat. Now you're on your boat. Are you sailing around everywhere now?
A little bit. We stopped in our what we call our home base near Miami, just to do some stuff we had to take care of. And once that's all done, we'll be off again, probably going to the Bahamas or something cool like that.
See, that sounds fine. See, listen to that vibrational impact. I mean, she's always happy and in a good bit. No wonder you're finding everything.
Yeah. Now I got my scuba certification. So wait till that starts happening.
Oh, girl, that sounds amazing. Well, you know, I'm going to add all the information about you on the show notes. And honey, thank you so much for being on the show. You're amazing.
Thanks for having me. Love ya.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.